Hello everyone, and welcome to Parsha Inspiration. Parashat Chayesara tells us how Avraham sent his servant Eliezer to go find a bride for his son Yitzchak. He does not want him to find a local Canaanite girl, rather he sends him El Arzi ve'El Moladati, to my land and to my birthplace. And following his instruction, Eliezer goes to Aram Naharaim, where the family of Nahor, Avram's brother, live. Now Eliezer knows that this is going to be a gigantic challenge. After all, he's going to turn up there to a place where no one knows who he is, no one knows who his master is, nobody knows who the Chatan is, and he's going to find somebody that's first of all suitable for Yitzchak, and he's going to be able to convince them and their family to let him bring them back to Yitzchak without them ever having met Yitzchak. Can you imagine taking on a mission like that? And in fact, Eliezer says to Avraham, what if the girl doesn't want to come back to me? Should I bring Yitzchak back there? And Avraham's response is very adamant. Chas v'shalom, there's no way you're bringing my son there. If you don't manage to succeed, then you're clear from any obligation to me. So here's the situation. Avraham has given his servant a mission impossible, but he's told him if it doesn't work out, okay, fine. So then you're not committed to anything. So off he goes, and reflecting on the challenge that he has ahead of him, he hatches quite an impressive game plan. He talks to Hashem and he proposes a certain test that he can carry out to try and identify the right person. Now, without going into the details, Hashem makes the plan work. Young Rivka comes out at the right time. She passes the test. And now comes part two of the mission where Eliezer goes to her house and tries to convince her family to allow him to take her back to his master to marry Yitzchak. Now, what's really fascinating here is that the Torah includes the whole conversation that goes on, that Eliezer describes blow by blow what took place from the time that he left Avraham until this point in time. He repeats the whole story over to them. Now, when the family hear that whole story of how it happened, they're completely blown away. They realize this comes from Hashem. Nevertheless, they're a little bit reluctant to let her go back with Eliezer, someone they've never met before, to a place that they've never heard of before. They want Rivka to stay with them a little bit longer, but Eliezer will not hear of it. He says, essentially, this is now or never. He drives a tough bargain, and in the end, they say, okay, well, let's ask the girl, and the girl is willing to go with him, so off they go. So the mission was accomplished. Now, the rabbis of the Midrash say a very interesting thing, which Rashi brings, which is a question, why does the Torah spend so much time discussing this? It really takes up two columns of a Sefer Torah describing, first of all, what actually happened, and second of all, how the Eved Eliezer recounts the whole story of what happened again. By contrast, we know that when it comes to many laws of the Torah, that the details are actually not written in any explicit way. They're only written beremes. They're only written as an allusion, whereas this story is not only written in full length, but then it's repeated over again. What for? And the rabbis say we learn something quite radical from this, that the conversations of the Avdei Avot, the servants of the Avot, are more precious to Hashem than the Torah of their descendants. It sounds like it's saying that the Avot was so great that even the conversations of their servants get more coverage in Hashem's newspaper than the details of the halachot that later generations are going to expound. What are the rabbis trying to say? Are the details of the halachot, of the mitzvot of the Torah, not as important to Hashem as stories? But I think there's an extremely profound message behind this statement of the rabbis. You see, the laws of the Torah are very, very detailed instructions of what to do, what not to do. Now, these rules are extremely, extremely important. But our rabbis are telling us that there's something even more important. And that is the qualities that we see even in the servants of the Avot. The Avot had these qualities in such intensity that even their servants learnt these qualities from them and followed through with them in the way that they lived. What are the qualities that we're talking about? You see, Eliezer was an incredibly dedicated and loving servant to Avraham. He was given this ridiculously difficult mission to accomplish, and he was even given a way out if it wasn't to succeed. He could have just said, look, I went and I did what you said and tried to convince them to send her and she didn't want to go. And well, what can you do? The Midrash also tells us that Eliezer had a daughter and he was actually hoping in his heart of hearts that Yitzhak would marry his daughter. So he even had a vested interest to fail at his mission. But he is dedicated to Avraham and his mission. So he works out a game plan and it involves Hashem and he davens to Hashem that it should succeed. And in fact, when he explains to Rivka's family what his mission was, he even uses marketing techniques to get the result that he wants. For example, Avraham told him that he should go El Arzi ve'El Moladati, to my land and to my birthplace. But when he recounts over to the family, what he says to them is that Avraham said, go to Beit Avi ve'el Mishpachti, to my father's house and to my family. Although it is clear that that's probably what Avraham had in mind, the purpose of the mission was to send him to his family's place, but he doesn't actually say those words. And Eliezer, by changing the way that it was expressed, he made the family realize just how miraculous it was that the girl that he found just happened to be exactly from Avraham's family, as Avraham had intended. And Eliezer was a shrewd negotiator. And this is meant to be a lesson for us about how to be servants of Hashem. Because Hashem doesn't just want us to follow rules and instructions to the detailed letter. He wants us to act with determination and initiative. He wants us to put our heart and soul into it. And not just put a half-hearted effort and say, oh, well, I tried, but it didn't work out. But make it work. Yes, the details of what it is we have to do are, of course, important. But what's more important to Hashem is that we have the right attitude, that we're determined and committed, and we want to make things work, and we want to make it happen as best as it possibly can. May this idea that we learn inspire us to lift our game and push us to work harder to achieve greater and greater things. And not just think about following the rules, but about making sure that Hashem's vision reaches fruition. It's not for us to finish the job, but we have to put everything we have into it. Thank you for listening, and I want to wish everybody a Shabbat Shalom.